This is Make Me, Not Me. Product Stories as Sales Driver and Identity Builder. Written by Ingmar Fredrickson and read by Richard Kemp. Introduction.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 1, King James Version.
What a small office, came the reply to the photo I'd sent to my cohabitant from my mobile. I'd been in Asia on business and was now on the way home. She knew this much already, but not that I'd boarded the plane home by way of London. The photo was not of an office, rather it was my first-class British Airways seat. That's where I started writing this book. The why had to do with the business trip I'd just made for a company where I'd recently become chairman of the board. The trip included meetings with customers in Japan, where we took the opportunity to visit Akihabara, the Tokyo district known for the huge assortment of electronics you can find. Strolling through the stores, I realised how incredibly difficult differentiating these products was among the massive varieties available today. Moreover, the Akihabara district is also known as the origin of the cosplay, costume play related maid cafes. Cosplay involves dressing in character costumes and is highly popular in Japan, especially when taking on known characters from comics, manga, cartoon films, anime, or computer games. The maid character involves young women dressing up in typically French-inspired maid's clothing. Guests at a maid cafe are treated like they've returned to their private home with the greeting, "Welcome home, Master Mistress, My Lord Lady," to then receive submissive service from the maid. As such, this involves making the guest feel like the lord or lady of the manor. When we were later interviewed by Japanese journalists about our products, my earlier thoughts coalesced around the importance of having really good product stories in today's market. This became clear to me as the lead interviewer insistently fished for stories of how and why we had developed the new products that we had travelled all this way to launch. Unprepared for this type of question, we improvised our way through, succeeding well enough to get a highly positive article in their industry publication. Mostly, though, it was the product's quality that sold itself, later winning several prestigious awards. But still, our PR work would have been that much better if we'd prepared our product story properly. After settling into that unnecessarily spacious and luxurious airline seat, the necessity of good stories finally dawned completely on me. I'm the first to acknowledge I'm not especially accustomed to travelling first class when flying, so I felt more like a visitor to the palace than its rightful owner. Still, I fully enjoyed my circumstances with the polite service and excellent food and drink. It felt like a somewhat more sophisticated variant of the treatment you might get at a maid cafe in Akihabara. This is the kind of situation where I often remember a line by Astrid Lindgren in her movie Rasmus and the Vagabond. The crook had found a cash box full of money, and as he opened it, fingering the bills, he cries out in his excitement, "Finally, I can begin to live like the gentleman I am." After a glass of vintage champagne, which I wasn't even aware existed despite my enjoying the good life, I fully understood the importance of products and services being able to make any of us someone more than who we are. That's because no matter how successful we become, we often have another person inside. In my case, it is always fragments of a small, fatso schoolboy bullied for a few years who was now wearing a suit. And unfortunately, no quality, brand, or price for this clothing can hide this little boy completely. At best, it offers some armour against the past. Products can also protect against the insecurity many successful people speak of when they wonder aloud about when others will understand they aren't that special, regardless what they achieved. I'd been thinking about product stories for quite a while.